Have you ever felt like your worth was a moving target? Like you only deserved kindness when you're being productive or perfect? Today, we're stopping that cycle. We are going to strip away the expectations and return to the simple, beautiful truth of who you are. Take a deep breath. You're exactly where you need to be. Welcome to Calming Anxiety. I'm your host, Martin. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and former paramedic. If you're looking to go deeper into your healing journey, come and join our community at calminganxiety.fm with the Anxiety Circuit Breaker course. Before we move into our affirmations today, let's settle the nervous system using a variation of box breathing. Currently, it's one of the most effective tools for immediate panic attack relief. We'll inhale for four, hold for four, but as you exhale, it will be for six. And then when we do the out-breath, I want you to mentally drop your shoulders. Let's begin. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Exhale slowly, two, three, four, five, six. Imagine the tension leaving your jaw. The extended out-breath signals to your brain that the threat is over. You are returning your body now to find safety within the present moment, within the sanctuary of your consciousness. This is your foundation for self-worth, the ability to care with your own breath. So with me on the breathing, inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, exhale, two, three, four, five, six. Feel the muscles unwind with every mindful out-breath, truly allowing yourself to relax, to release, to let go of the negative feelings, the panic, the anxiety. You are in control. So once more with me, ready? Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six. And then let your breathing find its own natural rhythm. Maybe focus on the almost hypnotic sense of the rise and fall of each and every breath. Scan your body for pockets of tension, then breathe into that area so that with every exhalation you unwind, you release, and allow yourself this gift of time to drift deeply and safely, deeper and deeper and deeper still. And within this moment of calm, of understanding, in the beauty of your thoughts, visualize these wonderful words of positivity and change. Repeat them silently in your thoughts, or even whisper them. Feel them and embrace them. I am enough exactly as I am. My worth is not defined by my productivity or my past. I forgive myself for past mistakes. They were lessons, not a life sentence. I give myself permission to change and grow at my own pace. I am allowed to take up space and prioritize my own peace. I am worthy of love simply because I exist. Feel the warmth of these words. You don't need to earn them. They are yours by right. And in this moment, within your thoughts, imagine yourself standing in a room filled with heavy coats. Each coat represents a doing, your job, your mistakes, your productivity. One by one, take them off. Feel lighter. Underneath, there is just you. Pure, vibrant, and enough. So once more, within the beauty of your mind, repeat and visualize. I am enough, exactly as I am. My worth is not defined by my productivity or my past. I forgive myself for past mistakes. They were lessons, not a life sentence. I give myself permission to change and grow at my own pace. I am allowed to take up space and prioritize my own peace. I am worthy of love simply because I exist. To carry this feeling into your day, here are these three caring tips for a happier life. 1. The mirror movement. Look yourself in the eye today and say, I've got you. 2. Digital boundaries. Unfollow or mute one account that makes you feel less. And 3, physical grace. Spend 5 minutes moving your body, not for exercise, but just to feel the life within your limbs. Time now to bring your thoughts back to the world around you. Gently, softly, wiggle your fingers and toes. Now take that deep in breath, and as you exhale, stretch the arms out overhead. And then open your eyes. Thank you, my friend, for joining with me in my meditation. These have helped me become who I've always wanted to be. My past does sometimes crop up, but I'm more accepting of the mistakes and the darkness that has led me to this path, and I hope these shows do the same for you. If it does help, please consider the Anxiety Breaker course at calminganxiety.fm for a much more structured approach. But today, smile often And above all, be kind.